Hey, this is Kaala Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow cognitively. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. What happens when you can't trust your GPS? Apple Computers, a few months back, had some serious problems with their GPS map application, and lots of people who trusted their system were led very, very wrong. Two times I remember typing in an address on two separate trips and literally driving in circles over and over and over again, spinning. Now, at a certain point, you have to ask, how many times would Kaala drive in circles before he realizes something is amiss? We now know that it takes at least 3 to 5 times before Kaala figures out something's wrong. Have you ever been lost? I mean, like, really lost. Do you remember the feelings, the stress, the anxieties, even helplessness? I want to share with you one practical directional truth that will make sure you are never lost again. And don't just brush this off. Yeah. Hey, lots of people I interact with are wandering, directionless, lost, without even knowing it. Webster's dictionary definition defines lost as unable to be found. Thanks, Webster. Or, this is better, not knowing where you are or how to get to where you want to go. I'm going to add in there, not even knowing where you should go. See if you can recognize this story. There is a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." And so he divided his property between them. This younger son took all his possessions, took off, and, quote, squandered his wealth on wild living. He spent his entire inheritance on this wild living and had to get a job feeding pigs. It got so bad for him that he was looking at stealing the pig food just to survive. He's stressing, anxious, not sure where his next meal is coming from, no money. He's not month to month here. He's like day to day. He's not knowing how to and not knowing where to go. This is lost. The Bible says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Now, when you are turned away from God and you're following your own way, that's lost. This is not just a message of salvation. No, you can have this lost feeling contemplating a new job or career change. You can have this lost feeling looking at the bills you have to pay spread out all over the kitchen table. This younger son, the prodigal son, recognized loss and turned back to his father. He had a whole speech prepared. "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But when he gives this speech to his father just flat out ignores it and says, "Let's have a feast. Let's have a party and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now he's found." So when you're feeling anxious, not sure how or where you should be, lost, remember this one thing. No matter how far away we go, our Father's house is always open. When you know this, you will never be lost again.